Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Today on Connected with me is Pastor Ron Michaud, and he is the senior pastor of By Faith Ministries located in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. Stay tuned over the next half hour. You do not want to miss this conversation. Sir, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be here with you, Brother Tim. So excited about what God is saying and doing at this time, and I'm just looking for Him to speak into the hearts of the people this morning.
Amen. Praise God. And I believe that what God is going to be speaking through you today, of course, is going to be from Luke's Gospel, I believe it is, chapter 1. And I like what verse number 37 says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." And how true that is in every area of our lives, in our finances, Pastor Ron, in our everyday walk with God. Miracles, signs, and wonders are happening every day. We just need to take a closer look to see them.
Oh, yes, and definitely be open to them. And it happens not according to what we know. Mm-hmm. It happens according to what God can do and our willingness to allow God to be God in our lives.
Amen.
And we have this in this Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse number 34, where Mary says to the angel, "How can this be?" Mm-hmm. You know, this is beyond, it was beyond her thinking, beyond her experience, beyond her education. She says, "How can this be? I don't know a man." Mm-hmm. But the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit,
yes,
will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." And so Mary could not understand how God was going to make it happen, mm-hmm. seeing that she didn't know how to man. And that's what happens in our lives as well. When God speaks to us, a lot of times we think it's according to that God is going to bring it to pass according to what we can do, mm-hmm. what we know, according to our resources, according to our connections. And it's not so. It's by His power, by His ability. And so we need to understand that more and more, because the scripture tells us that it's not by power, not by might, but by His Spirit.
Amen.
God does everything by His Spirit.
Praise God.
And
yes.
Our responsibility in the equation is to submit to the Spirit of God, to humble ourselves to the Spirit of God, and to just say, like Mary said, "Be it unto me, Lord, according to your will."
Yes.
You know, let it happen. I'm not going to get in the way. Mm-hmm. And so many of us need to learn how to get out of the way. There are some people right now that are listening that have heard from God, mm-hmm. but yet they're still in the way.
That's exactly right.
And you need to talk to God and say, "God, what am I doing to hinder the greater move of your Spirit in my life? How am I affecting it, Lord God? Is it my thought process? Is it my lack of patience, Lord? Is it my doubts?" And so forth. And so God is not looking at what you have, but he's not looking at what you cannot do. He's looking at what you are willing to give to Him, mm-hmm. so that He can work through you in a mighty way. And I believe that this is the hour for that, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. You know, I love in relation to what you're talking about, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power."
Amen.
And we're talking about a demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. Stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few with Pastor Ron.
She ran away at 17 from what no child should have to call a home. Living life out on the streets, it taught her to be angry and so all alone. But one day off in the distance, she could hear the strangest words, and she ran toward the sound of what her broken heart had heard.
"Whosoever will, let him come to to me, I will grant you grace. I will give you peace. Lay your burden down, no matter where you've been. I will love you still, till every wound is healed. Whosoever luxury. He lived a life of selfishness and greed. But 80 years had come and gone, and life had left him with a much greater need. Oh, how do you start over after all this time has passed? Then from somewhere in his childhood, these words came rolling back. Whosoever will, let him come to me. I will grant you grace. I will give you peace. Lay your burden down, no matter where you've been. I will love you still, till every wound.
As believers, Jesus promised that he would send us his Holy Spirit, who would lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. You must know, friend, that no matter what choice you have to make in life, the Holy Spirit is with you to guide you. With your love gift of $15 or more, we want to send you this month's He's Alive coaching CD entitled, How God Confirms His Will. It's our belief that He's Alive that the Lord not only declares His will to us, but He confirms it at various junctures along our journey. If you're in need of direction or confirmation, this month's resource is for you. Ask for it when you write, He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or when you give online at he'salive.net. With a little bit of encouragement, I believe you can hear the confirmation of God's will for your life today.
We're back with Pastor Ron Michaud, the senior pastor of By Faith Ministries in Connellsville, Pennsylvania, and we are talking about the subject matter from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. Be it unto me, Mary said, according to your word.
Yes, yes. It's always according to what God can do. Even when God called Moses, Moses said, look, Lord, I don't have an army. I don't have the forces to go down there and challenge the great Pharaoh of Egypt. And God said, Moses, you're going in my strength. You're going in my power. And so we need to understand when the situation looks impossible, when God begins to speak to us and we begin to examine the situation from our background, from our history, from our resume, from our skill level, we can easily say, no, God. We can be another Moses and say, God, you know what? I just don't have what it takes to be able to do this. But God is not looking at what you or I can do. He's looking at what he can do all the time. And he was able to say, Moses, Pharaoh might be great, but I'm greater. And we have to realize that greater is he that is in us,
yes,
than he that is in the world. And if you can internalize that more and more, and this is what the body of Christ needs to really come to the conclusion and settle it for once and all, that we have this treasure in our earthen vessel.
Oh, yes, praise God.
We have a great force in our earthen vessel, in our body, and it is the power of God. It is the person of God, and he's trying to get out.
That's exactly right.
And so I would say to you, beloved of God, this morning, that find a way to let God come out of you. Ask God, what is in me, Lord, that is blocking you from flowing out of me the way you want to flow out of me, Lord, the way you want to move through me, Lord, and work through me, because God wants to use everybody.
That's exactly right. You know what I love about your conversation? It always brings me some of these talks about the Holy Spirit and about what God is doing in our personal lives. Always takes me to a book, a little paperback book, about 75 pages that I read back in the late 80s. And the author was G. Raymond Carlson. And in the title of the book, Spiritual Dynamics. And there was a chapter in there that he focused on. He talked about the doctrine of the presence of God versus the genuine presence. And it makes me think of what the Apostle Paul said, inspired by the Holy Ghost, in the book of Romans. He said, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his.
Amen.
But when we have the Spirit of God living down on the inside of us, in our spirit that's been born again by the Spirit of God, it equips us,
yes,
and it gives us the wisdom and the knowledge from above that has been given to us by God himself. And we have that Godhead living on the inside of us. Matter of fact, Jesus said all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him. And we praise God because of that, because we can get the wisdom, we can get the knowledge, Pastor Ron, and anything that we need to know or anything that we need to get from God, we have the answer on the inside of us. It's called the anointing.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's what destroys, lift the burdens, and
hallelujah,
destroys the yoke. And I find it particularly interesting here in Luke chapter 1, how the angel responds to Mary in verse 35, but he goes on to tell her in verse 36 and gives her a word of confirmation, telling her, look, okay, not only is God working on you, but he's working on your cousin Elizabeth. She is also going to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like a faith booster for her, so that she would be able to take what God was doing with her a little with ease,
yes,
and consolation. And
yes,
so God knows how to do it at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's exciting. Whatever God is calling you to do in this hour,
mm-hmm,
it, just like you said, Brother Tim, he's going to give you what you need to get it done.
Oh,
if
yes,
there's an absence of wisdom, it's there.
Yes.
If there's an absence of knowledge, it's there. If there's an absence of a support system, he will send the right people in your life to help get the job done.
Absolutely. What I love about your conversation is that, in course, the scripture says, in him, in Jesus Christ, we live and we move and we have our being. Everything is in Jesus Christ. He,
oh,
Jesus Christ, is made unto us wisdom. He's made unto us knowledge. He's made unto us revelation. So it's all wrapped up in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have about 1 minute left on today's broadcast, Pastor Ron. There's folks that are out there, they're lacking in a lot of areas. Would you come to the mic and pray for them, that whatever's lacking, that they would come behind and know gift, first of all, as Christians, and then if they're unsaved, that they would come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior?
Yes, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to say to you that right now you can receive Jesus Christ into your life wherever you are. It's not about just about receiving Christ into your life in the church, but you can receive Christ into your life in your car,
yes,
in your home.
Yes.
If you're just sitting somewhere listening to this broadcast, all you have to do is just ask Jesus, come into my life, fill me with your spirit, forgive me of all of my sins. Lord, I want you right now to be Lord in my life. If you can say that right now with me, beloved of God, Jesus Christ will come into your life and you will change everything concerning your life. He will make you a brand new creature in him. And that is my desire for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. And that first step towards salvation is repenting for the remission of sins. And if you've done that right now, if you've repented of your sins, that's the first step on your road to recovery, because you can find the answer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can phone us up during regular business office hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and tell us that you gave your heart to Jesus Christ. 301-895-3292. Pastor Ron, thank you so much for being on today's Connected.
It was great being here. Praise God.
Praise
God. Bless everyone.
Amen.
He picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 'Cause he picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, he's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, he's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, he's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yeah, he's been so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Now I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Yeah, we got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, come on. And righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah, come on now.
Oh, 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 yeah.
I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness.
righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah. I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 yeah. I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. I got love, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit.
So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
Yeah, man.
So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me.
The early registration for Women of Valor 2014 Beyond the Open Door has begun. Join us at the World Lighthouse Worship Center on April 24th through the 26th. Speakers include Libby Fannin.
You know, sometimes the enemy has planned and knows every move the church is going to make. But when folks off of the sideline that's been faithful come into the game in the final quarter, he's not going to know who's going to be preaching, who's going to be taking the offering, who's going to lay hands on the sick, and it's going to be time for a comeback.
Deborah Sprague, Sharon Colasino, Rebecca Polis, Margaret Viss, Timothy Colasino, and Melissa Flores.
I love that God can use flawed systems of thought, that he can use denominations that have error, and he can speak to us in a way that we get it, even though the information's conveyed through faulty means. You know, he will do whatever it takes to tell us what we need to hear.
Visit us at worldlighthouse.org for more information or to register.
It's always awesome having Pastor Ron Michaud with us on Connected. And of course, he is the senior pastor of By Faith Ministries, located in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. And today he was expounding on the Word of God, according to Luke, the 14th chapter, talking about the things of Jesus, talking about the things of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. And we just so appreciate his life and his ministry, his son Blake and his wife. Of course, they all minister together at By Faith Ministries in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. And by the way, I'm going to be there this coming Sunday morning, March the 16th at 10:30 p.m. For more information, you can dial 301-895-3292 and we'll give you the address of the church there. And there's so many people out there that are suffering in their bodies today, and I just want to pray with you for healing, for restoration, and for deliverance, that God can give you the expected end that you so desire to have. Let's pray right now. At the point of contact, stretch your hand forth toward the radio. Heavenly Father, I thank you that through the law of contact and transmission, that folks that are out there listening right now are putting their faith into agreement with the Word of God, and then as we agree one another with the Word of God, some great things are getting ready to take place. We curse cancer at the root and at the seed and command it to die and to dislodge from the body. Somebody that's suffering from an eye infection, God is healing right now in the blood name of Jesus. Somebody else who is suffering from laryngitis, the Holy Spirit is moving across these airwaves right now and touching you and healing you in Jesus' name. And for all of those that are suffering from sinus infections and sinus problems, we just command in the name of Jesus that all that sinus drippage and things would begin to clear up right now in the blood name of Jesus. We also pray for those who suffer from substance abuse problems, from drug addiction, from alcohol abuse. In Jesus' name, be set free right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I command all of those spirits that have you bound right now to dislodge from the members of your flesh and from your mind, your will, and your emotions. And I command healing to come to you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I just thank God that for every person that's listening, you did not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. But as Pastor Ron began to speak about salvation over the airwaves, you have said, I want to receive Jesus Christ. And if you didn't pray with him, pray with me right now to receive the Lord. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I admit to you that I'm a sinner. I repent for the remission of my sins. I receive Jesus Christ as both Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, come in right now. Come into my heart and become Savior and Lord of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. And if you prayed that prayer to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want you to phone us up 301-895-3292 during regular business office hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and tell someone on the other end of the line, I just gave my heart to Jesus Christ. Why? Because Romans 10:10 says, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believes unto righteousness. God bless you, my friend, and stay tuned to He's Alive all afternoon long, and we'll see you back tomorrow the same time, right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.